when the Torah discusses who's exempt from going out to war, going out to battle, so the Torah tells us that those people who are recently engaged and are about to get married, so those people are exempt from battle. They don't have to go out and fight. But imagine you have a father who has been married for, let's say, 30 years. He has many children. He has some grandchildren. He's built a life together with his wife. And he is not exempt. He has to go out and fight. He has to go in battle. And you have this other person who is not even married yet. He hasn't built anything with his wife yet. And yet he is exempt from battle. And the question is, why would the Torah tell us that only the person who's engaged, that he doesn't have to fight? Rav Yashiv had a very penetrating insight, and he suggested that the Torah here is accommodating the psyche of a person who is recently engaged. And he said that any time a person is involved in dreaming, any time a person is involved in thinking about his future and what the future holds, and trying to imagine the successes that he's going to have in his life, he's dreaming. So a person like that can't take his mind off of those dreams. And therefore, a person who is recently engaged and he's thinking about his future with his wife and future children, where they're going to live and the life they're going to build together, that person is so focused on those dreams, he's not able to take his mind off of it, and therefore he's exempt from battle, because if he goes out to war, he won't be able to focus on the battle. On the other hand, the person who has already built up his family, so yes, I'm sure he has dreams for the future, but it's not as intense. And therefore, that person who has 10 kids and has a lot of grandchildren, and has a whole family, yes, it's sad for him to go to battle, but he's able to focus on the war, and therefore he goes out to battle. Just to add on one small point, and that is that the person who has those dreams, so for example, this person who just got engaged, but honestly, anytime a person has dreams of the future, it's incumbent upon the person not just to dream and not just think about the future, but to actually actualize those dreams. And to make sure that when the Torah says you're exempt because you can't focus on the future because you're so excited about the future, make sure those dreams actually come true. And make sure you fulfill those things that you were so excited about that caused you not to be able to focus in battle. And therefore, anytime we have dreams about the future, thoughts, plans about what we can accomplish, keep those thoughts alive and make sure that we also actualize them.